But right now, if we move on to sports in general, why not, he says, why not? Both the Yankees and the Red Sox keep winning. The Red Sox still have that 9-game lead over the Yankees, but the Yankees have increased their lead over the next closest wildcard team to about 5 games now, with their third win in a row. After getting swept by the Red Sox, they swept the White Sox, which we all pretty much expected to happen. And golf's final championship, major championship, comes up. The PGA Championship begins in earnest today. Of course, rounds 1 and 2 Thursday and Friday, rounds 3 and 4 Saturday and Sunday. The cut will be made at the end of play on Friday to see who goes on. And some pretty big news out of the NCAA. They've got some hoop reforms that are coming up where they're now going to allow, and this there's a lot I disagree with what the NCAA does and how they run their operation and how they make money off the kids and don't let the kids who really provide the funds for the NCAA to operate receive benefits. But now if you could declare yourself for the draft and you're in college and you're not picked, you can go back to school. Your options are not closed. That's something that should have been around a long time. I never realized that wasn't around. The minute you declare it, well, anyways, that's just my unbelievable take on the matter. But right now, let's bring him in. Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So are we going to repeat your pick of the day for Saratoga?
I'm going to give 2.
Okay. We're going to start those right off now, right off the bat, before we get the other thing.
Yeah, I started looking at the form when I got off the radio, and I'm like, wait a minute. This isn't today. Well, this is tomorrow's form.
Well, to let you know how important it is, we had some people notify us via
email. I'm glad they're paying attention. That makes me feel good.
All right.
But I apologize, and I'm sorry for that.
So let's go over the picks as it stands right now.
Okay. I'm going to give 2 picks today, like I said. Well, first of all, we're going back to the second race. I like Free Kitty on the drop with Linda Rice. Going back to the dirt and shortening up. Has the rail, should sit a nice trip. And for all the reasons I said yesterday as well, I like Free Kitty in the second race. That's the one horse in the second race. My other pick for today, the pick of the... You know what? I'll give you 3 today. How's that?
All right.
There's another horse I like as well. In the sixth race today... I'm going 1/16 on the turf. It's an optional 80,000 claimer. I like the 7 horse, Aquaphobia. This horse is by Giant Causeway out of a Pussycat Doll mare. Pussycat Doll was a tremendous horse on this synthetic, and synthetic and grass are the same to me. Aquaphobia has 18 starts on the turf with 6 wins and hits the board 13 out of 18 times. Irad Ortiz gets the mount back. I like Aquaphobia in the 6th race. She's the 7th horse. He's the 7 horse. So in the 6th race, the 7 horse. And then another horse that I like today in the 8th race, the 2 horse, Goodbye Broccoli. This horse is in the New York Stallion Stake. This is a New York bred horse by Cosmonaut. 4 starts on the turf with 2 wins in a second. We'll sit right off the pace, make a little move for Saez. Saez won a few races yesterday. He's coming into today hot. So my 3rd pick for you guys, an extra bonus pick for my bonehead move yesterday. In the 8th race, I like the 2 horse, Goodbye Broccoli.
All
and
right.
It's not broccoli like the food. It's spelled differently.
All right. So those are your picks. Those are the picks. We wanted to get those out of the way because we wanted to correct that one mistake.
Yep. We'll go 3 for 3 for you guys today.
All right. We'll go on to other news. The Yankees swept over the White Sox, which we thought they would.
As they should. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good for them after getting swept by Boston to come back and beat up on the White Sox as they should, and now they move on to a series at home against Texas this weekend. So that's another series they should win. I was doing a little bit of math last night. If the Red Sox play 500 ball, with 47 games left. They go 24-23. The Yankees have to go 35-14 to make up the 9 games. If the Red Sox play a little bit better, say they go 30-17, the Yankees have to go 40-9 to catch them.
Now, I'm pretty sure even the most diehard Yankee fan has to realize they're just playing for the home playing game now. I mean, that's what the Yankees are playing for.
Yeah, and in regard to the home playing game, the late game last night on TV was Oakland against the Dodgers. And the most overrated pitcher in baseball took the mound for the Dodgers yesterday. I think he went 5 innings last night. He went 6 innings, actually, last night. Left with the game tied 2-2. And the A's won the game 3-2, scoring runs in the bottom of the 8th. Some interesting stats that I saw last night when I was watching the game, because they show you a million of them, but some of them actually mean something. The Oakland A's have the second-best bullpen in baseball in innings from 7th to 9th statistically, and they have the best offense in baseball from the 7th to the 9th inning. So what that means in English is you're not scoring runs against them in the 7th and the 9th, and they're scoring runs against you in the 7th and the 9th, and that's important. The A's come back in a lot of games that they play this year, and they're scoring a lot of runs. They're a good team. It's going to be a fight for the Yankees and the A's to see who gets that home field game in the wild card. The A's are a pretty good team. There's a lot of unrecognizable names in their lineup, but they play very well.
All right. I think what's going to be key for the Yankees is how well their two new pitchers actually pitch down the stretch. That's an important key for them. That really
well,
is.
I was talking to a couple of people last night, and they're Yankee fans, and I was trying to make them understand their best pitcher could possibly be Happ.
Uh-huh.
The way things are going for them right now, Tanaka's shaky. Sabathia's been shaky. Last night they got the game pitched by the best pitcher they have yesterday. But like I said, you can't go by what you do against the White Sox, because even Lance Lynn looked like he was he looked like he was a superstar against them. The good thing is Severino went 7 innings last night. He gave up 7 hits. He gave up a home run. So he did okay against the White Sox, but a top pitcher would shut these guys down cold. So in my opinion, that's a C performance for Severino last night. And like I said, Happ has the potential to be their best pitcher. And if they get to the point where they play the Red Sox again, that's the reason why they got Happ, because of his record against them. So we'll see how it plays out for the last 2 months. But if they're pitching staff, it's a deck of cards you threw on a table, and you don't know where the ace is.
Did you see any of the Yankee game last night?
Very little of it. I watched some of it.
Everything that happened against their pitcher happened in the first inning. After the first inning, he completely shut them down.
Severino?
Yep. After the
I saw him give up a home run in the middle innings.
They went out to a quick 2-0 lead. The only thing that happened after that was the one home run. Other than that, he had shut them down completely after that. So he gave up 2 runs and 3 hits in the first inning.
I gave up a home run in the first inning when I pitched the one hitter. I lost 1-0.
That's not good.
The runs you give up, but the runs you give up, yeah, don't matter if they come in the beginning, the middle, or the end.
No, I'm just saying that he
settled down,
yeah,
after.
Yeah, he settled down.
Yeah, well, if you remember back to the playoffs last year, he got lumped up early. So.
Yeah, but he had to settle down, because if he didn't settle down, he was really dangerous in extending his poor performance.
Oh, yeah.
So he settled down.
The good thing for him is he pitched against the Sox, yeah, the only thing that were white, not red.
Yeah. All right. Anything else in sports?
Yeah, DeGrom finally got some runs. Maybe that's the key for him. He needs to pitch in the afternoon for the Mets. The Mets hung up 8 runs yesterday against the Reds, and DeGrom hit a home run himself yesterday. He didn't hit a home run yesterday. The thing with him yesterday was he gave up a home run yesterday. It was the first home run he gave up since May.
Do you know what his daytime ERA is, and when he pitches in the daytime?
Mm-mm.
1.76.
Well, his yearly ERA is 1.77, yeah. So there's not much of a difference if he pitches day or night. He gave up 4 hits, had 10 strikeouts, 1 walk, and with the same people were having a discussion yesterday about DeGrom's chances of winning Cy Young. They don't think he can win. I said, let me tell you something. his record has nothing to do with it. If he finishes around 500 with his ERA and his strikeout to walk ratio and the hits that he gives up per inning, in my opinion, he's a shoo-in to win the Cy Young in the National League.
Yeah, if he continues like he's going, absolutely. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
No, he's 6-7. If he wins a few games and finishes up like 10-8 or 11-8 with his ERA and all the rest of the numbers that he has, I mean, who's better than him?
No one. Yeah, no one.
Not in the National League.
Yeah. All right, we'll check with you Monday. No, tomorrow's Friday.
Here.
No, tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah,
that's right.
Tomorrow's Friday, so we'll have our pick of the day for Friday, and it's Arlington Million weekend, so we'll have some races coming out of Chicago this weekend.